JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Phase 2 of Comet hits Gregory Park. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. Residents of Gregory Park in St. Catherine have received a new community resource center valued at $15 million. The facility, officially opened Wednesday, November 18, was constructed under the United States Agency for International Development, USAID's, Community Empowerment and Transformational Project Phase 2, or COMET 2. Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister and Member of Parliament for East Central St. Catherine, Arnaldo Brown, lauded the relationship between Jamaica and the United States, which he says is the reason for the initiative.
This intervention at the community level is going to benefit the entire residents of this Gregory Park division. We are extremely grateful for the relationship between Jamaica and the United States, for the partnership between USAID and the CDC, the COMET initiative. It is a worthwhile initiative.
United States Ambassador to Jamaica Luis Moreno says the facility will boost relations between the citizens and the police, while Executive Member of the Gregory Park Community Development Council, Patricia McLean, is ecstatic about the center, noting that it will lead to a safer community and will facilitate youth empowerment. The center boasts a Community Development Council office and a space for community-based policing, civic events, and business enterprise activities. It is also outfitted with water catchment facilities, solar panels, environmentally safe waste disposal, and disaster risk reduction equipment.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
When Vision 2030 is achieved, Jamaica will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for all its citizens. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Are you old enough to remember when you could spend a pound at the market?
In 70s and 80s, have a pound, you can go to the market and you buy a bus, you get your goods, you buy your goods, you have uncared, carry it home. You take 10 shillings and go to the shop, you have your buy your grocery, it serve if you go into another week. Go to the beef shop, there was meat was cheap, 2 and 6, 1 and 2 pence, and then the best of meat you get in those days. Fish, you name it.
Here now is a child care tip.
I believe that children are our future.
Children live what they learn. Be a good example for your child to follow and be the change you want to see in them. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And on our community notice board, the Allman Hill Methodist Church will host their prayer breakfast under the theme, Mighty Work of Prayer, on Saturday, November 28 at 9 a.m. on the church grounds. And the Harvest Hill Christian Preparatory School will host a 3K walkathon on Saturday, November 28, starting at 6 a.m. from the Russell Falls to the school grounds in Botany Bay. Proceeds will go towards the furnishing of their computer lab. Before we go, Thursday, November 19 is Women's Entrepreneurship Day in over 144 countries worldwide. Show some appreciation for our hardworking, independent businesswoman this week. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time when we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Student Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.